Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about FOMO, the fear of missing out, and how it can cripple you as a leader. Are you ready? Let's get started. I had this disease when I was a kid, but I wasn't alone. I sometimes have this disease now. I'm certainly not alone. Heck, my dog even has this disease. This is a disease that I never really gave much thought to until the last couple of years. And in fact, didn't even really have a name until relatively recently. And because of the name, it's changed the way everybody thinks about it. That's a whole other episode that we could do about how language and naming things changes our perception of them and how we see them. In fact, most of you watching aren't even thinking this is a disease. What's the disease I'm talking about? It's called FOMO, the fear of missing out. It is a disease. Now see, because it's named, and if you've said, yeah, I'm nodding my head because I understand what you're saying, Kevin, that's not so bad. I don't want to miss out on things. Let me tell you, it's a disease. And it's a disease that is getting in our way. And so I want to talk about it now. Let's start with my dog. My dog, Daxter, has FOMO. So if he's not sleeping, which he does a lot, but if he's not sleeping, he's following around whoever's up, especially if it's my wife. Wherever she is, he is, under her feet, checking out what's going on. If we're in the garage and he's not, he's at the door. He's sniffing. He's barking. He's got a serious case of FOMO. He wants to be where we are. Yes, he's curious. Yes, he likes us. He's got FOMO. He's afraid he's going to miss out on something, including perhaps food. So when I was a kid, when we would go to family dinners, for example, I might be doing something over here, but I didn't want to miss out on what was going on in the discussion with the men. So I'd maybe be one place thinking I want to be another place, or I'd go back and forth, and I'd always be in fear of missing out on something. Now today, as an adult, when I go to a big conference and it's something new, I don't want to miss out on anything, so I'm darting my attention from here to there to the next thing. Heck, if I go to a tractor auction, I definitely have a fear of missing out on something, so I really have to be aware of that. At my big annual farm party, when there's all of my favorite people in the world there, I want to be in every conversation. I have a serious case of FOMO. So what's the problem with this? Well, the problem is that every moment that I'm thinking about the thing I'm missing out on, every minute that I'm in that fear, I'm not in the present moment with what I'm doing now. I'm really sub-optimizing everything by always wanting to be somewhere else. There's a related disease that is called the shiny object disease. Or there's a related disease that maybe this makes you think of. Squirrel! I mean, we all find ourselves looking to something else, being diverted by something else, and whatever you want to call this, the fear of missing out is part of it, and what it does is it keeps us from focusing on what we really want. FOMO is a way of us diverting our attention, diverting our energy, diverting our focus away from what we most need. If we want to get over the disease of FOMO, we don't need a prescription. What we need is to have a clearer understanding of what we really want. Because when we have a fear of missing out, what we're really missing out on is reaching our objectives. Don't give in to the fear of missing out. Instead, focus on the fear of missing on achieving our potential. That leads us to today's tweet. Manage your fear of missing out by focusing on what is most important to you and your goals. Now, this idea that I just shared with you today applies to all leaders. And in fact, it applies to all parts of our lives. It's one of the things that I love most about the Remarkable Leadership Workshop. This is a workshop that I designed and that I deliver, and we bring together a group of people like you who are serious about wanting to be more effective leaders, to be more confident leaders. And one of the things that I think is most true about it is that everything that we talk about in a business or leadership context applies to the rest of our lives. Just like FOMO, it's something that definitely applies to us as a leader. It cripples us from reaching the goals that we want, but it also applies in our personal lives as well. If you come to the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, you are in for an engaging, participatory, relevant, practical, fun learning experience. You're in for a chance to really get the opportunity to leave with the tools to be a more effective leader. You can learn all about doing that on the links on this page. I hope you do that. But before you go, I want to thank you for joining me for this episode. And I want to make sure that you leave your comments below. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what questions you have, what you'd like us to talk about in a future episode, even what you think we're screwing up. We want to know it all. We appreciate that. Thanks for joining me. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Remarkable TV.